Hi, this is Jacob Scher. Welcome to the Job Mob Podcast.
On the line with me now, Jason Alba of Jibber Jobber. A bit of a funny story, and I know this is going to make Jason laugh. Jason and I met a few years ago when, I don't remember why or where the idea came from, but I basically decided to write a blog post on JobMob, which was only a few months old at the time, and it was basically a review of Jibber Jobber. So this is back in 2007. The article is still on Job Mob, just like everything else that's been done and published in the archives. And basically what I did was I went through the site at the time, and I rated different things like look and feel, ease of use, and things like that. And when I tabulated up the score, each section was rated out of 10. The final result was a 35 out of 50, or 70%.
And, yeah, it was a C minus. It was a C minus.
I mean, to me, it didn't seem pretty bad, because I think I have high standards, and other tools that I've looked at were not getting better, that's for sure. But Jason took it almost personally.
I will never forget that, because I got plenty of C minuses and D's in school, but when it comes to my baby, that was like a little slap in the face. And I said, who are you to give me this low grade? So yeah, no, I definitely remember that. But, and here we are now, you know, I mean, it was the beginning of a good relationship.
Absolutely. Okay. So, I mean, you've said this, I'm sure, so many times, but for the benefit of people that are listening, and now tell us where how it all started.
You know, it really started out of my own frustration as a job seeker. I got laid off. It was January, Friday the 13th was my last day at the office. And I was concerned, but I wasn't too worried, because I had done everything that they said to do to have job security. I had my MBA. I had a technical undergraduate. I'm bilingual, Spanish and English. The job titles that I had were really, really strong. And I thought that I was going to be really hot stuff and I wouldn't last very long in the market. And I figured I would have four job offers within 4 weeks. That's what I thought was going to happen. So I started my job search, and I really started doing all the wrong things. Which led me to, you probably know plenty of job seekers who do a lot of the wrong things. The good thing about that is it led me to a very frustrated point. And about 6 weeks into my job search, I remember I got a call from a recruiter, which might have been, you know, one of the first calls I ever got from a recruiter, because usually it was me calling out. Mm-hmm. And so I opened up my laptop. I opened up my spreadsheet that I was using to track the system. And I thought, this spreadsheet just really stinks. Now, you have to understand, I'm a database guy. My background, my training, all of my work experience has been with web databases. And to use an Excel spreadsheet was a major blow to my ego, right? So anybody who's in the database space understands that. We really don't favor spreadsheets. When I lost my job, I didn't have any databases, and I didn't have, you know, something that I could develop my own. And really, I just defaulted to what most people did, which was create the spreadsheet. So I created the spreadsheet, and it was okay. But at that time, I was so frustrated. I was logging in this information. I thought, why can't I have a real tool, something that I would have used if I had a job and my company paid for it? And that's when the whole idea started. I thought, what if I were to take if I were to combine everything I'm tracking here with my spreadsheet with the concept of a CRM tool like Salesforce or Goldmine or Act, and make something for a job seeker specifically? And that's really where it all came from.
Okay, so wait, just for the people who don't know what a CRM is, CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management.
So CRM is a tool that a salesperson would use to organize their customers and their prospects. So, for example, if you've ever worked in an industry and somebody called up and you said, you know what, call me in 6 months. I'm just too busy right now. I have this going on and that going on. My daughter's getting married in the summer, da 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 da. And they call you 6 months later to the day and they're like, hey, how was the wedding? How was your trip? How was this? That's because they went into their database and they put all this information in. And they put a little note that says, call Jason in 6 months. And 6 months later, a little thing pops up and it says, call Jason. Here's what you can talk about. So these tools, a lot of salespeople lie by their CRM because it has so much rich information. All the stuff that we need to track in a job search is very similar to what they're tracking in a sales environment. But nobody had really created something like this for the job seeker up until I created JibberJobber.
Okay, and so typical person comes along and they go into JibberJobber, and so what's the first thing they're going to do?
Well, the first thing they do usually is they get overwhelmed and frustrated. I wish I had something better to say, but this is a very complex process that we're trying to manage, and a lot of people haven't necessarily managed something so complex before. When you first log in, the page that you see shows you anything that's in your database or at least a count. So it'll show you how many recruiters, how many job boards, how many target companies, how many network contacts over on the left-hand side. And there'll be zeros all the way down because you haven't done anything yet. Right. On the right-hand side is a place where you can see your action items right in your face. I wanted to put, here's what you need to do today or this week, because I remember going through my spreadsheet one time, there was a call that I noticed that I had missed the day before. It was something that was scheduled, and I just couldn't believe that I missed an outbound call, because once again, I didn't do a whole lot of outbound calling, and the fact that I missed it really hit home how inadequate that spreadsheet was, and I wanted to put those action items right in front of you when you first log in. So that's what you first see. What I encourage people to do, and there's like a getting started tutorial and a getting started slideshow and stuff like that, but one of the first things that I encourage you to do is to import your contacts from LinkedIn, Outlook, Gmail, any place that you have these contacts. And I'm going to say that your LinkedIn contacts are the most important probably to import, because those are professional contacts. So spammer sent you something on Gmail and they're in your address book, you don't want to necessarily import them into JibberJobber. But the LinkedIn contacts are probably going to be relevant professional contacts that you want to have in your database. So I encourage you to go in and import your LinkedIn contacts. And from there, you're going to do things like, I sent Jacob an email and here's what it said, or I need to follow up with Jacob in 2 weeks and talk to him about this thing, or eBay is one of my target companies, so you associate Jacob with eBay, and you might associate John and Sally with eBay also, but now you can say, I sent Jacob this version of this resume for this job posting in a spreadsheet. This is a very convoluted a bunch of information that's really hard to keep track of, but in JibberJobber it all ties together and it makes sense when you look at it. So that's really the first thing that I'm going to encourage you to do, is import contacts so that you have something to work with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next.
So the next thing that you would do from in JibberJobber, and I got to tell you, Jacob, I'm really big on target companies. Okay, so this is a little tangent, but it's going to segue into what the next is. If somebody comes to me and says, "Hey, Jason, I just lost my job. I don't even know where to begin. What do I do?" The first thing I say is, you have to be able to tell me three target companies. I don't care if they're really target companies. I don't care if they're not going to be your target companies in a week. But I want you to be able to say to me, hey, Jason, let me rephrase that. If I come to you and say, hey, how's your job search going? You should be able to say, it's going well. Here are three companies that I'm trying to network into. Do you have any contacts, or do you know anybody who works at any of these companies? What you're doing when you can say the names of three target companies is you're helping the people who want to help you, and that's really most people that are around you. You're helping them help you, because if you were to say the job search is going fine, or, well, I mean, really it sucks, right? So if you were to say either of those two things, you're not helping me with any information to help you in your job search. But if you can say, here's three target companies, then I can think, well, do I know anybody in those companies? I don't know anybody at American Express, but I do know somebody at Discover Card. You see, now I can help you. So the next thing I would say in Jibber Jobber is start putting in your target companies. And you're going to want to – it's kind of like a brainstormer, a brain dump. Don't be exclusive about who you put in. Put in all the companies that you can think of. You never know what thing is going to lead to another. Once you have the target companies in the system, there's a few clicks, there's a buttons or links in Jibber Jobber that, for example, if I put in Franklin Covey, there's one click to go over to LinkedIn and do a search on Franklin Covey. So I go to my Franklin Covey page on Jibber Jobber, click on the LinkedIn icon, and it automatically opens up a search with all the results of who works at Franklin Covey. And you might be interested in finding out who in your network, in your LinkedIn network, has contacts or maybe a past work history at some of your target companies.
Okay. And wait, but is that it's Jibber Jobber that will tell you? I mean, LinkedIn will tell you who works at Franklin Covey, but it's Jibber Jobber that will just set up the link so that when you actually look for that, you set up that as a target company in Jibber Jobber, and then it will send you off to LinkedIn to find the connection information, I guess you could say.
Yes. Yeah. There's a few places where we're interfacing with LinkedIn. So it's just one click away to jump right over to LinkedIn with the search that you're trying to do. So yeah, I didn't want to recreate LinkedIn. I didn't want to recreate any of these tools. So we actually are tying in with a number of really powerful tools, like Skype, for example. Let me just tell you one of the coolest things in Jibber Jobber that I think a lot of people don't use, but it's still really cool, is I use Skype, and I have a headset. I'm on a headset right now. If I go into Jibber Jobber on your page, I'll have your phone number there because, you know, it's on your business card or, you know, somehow you've given me your phone number. There's a little green icon that if I click on it, it automatically brings up Skype and it dials out and it dials your number. This is something that professional salespeople have. They're sitting at their computer, they click something on their screen and it dials out. They don't have to, you know, push all the 8 buttons or 9 buttons or whatever to make a phone call. I wanted to bring all the stuff that professionals get into the job seeker world, because a lot of times job seekers feel like third-rate citizens. I mean, they don't get hardly anything, especially at zero cost. And so I wanted to deliver a lot of these tools. So interfacing with LinkedIn, interfacing with Skype and a number of other systems, I think really delivers a real professional tool to help job seekers solve this organizational problem.
So basically, if we could sum up one major benefit of Jibber Jobber, it's that people complain about all these different tools that others are saying they should be using, and they're overwhelmed by them. And Jibber Jobber basically leverages the best elements of each of these things, bringing it all together so from one place you can get what you need done.
Yeah, I would say that's a benefit. The biggest major benefit that I would say, and let me just quote one of my users from a few years ago. He said, "Jibber Jobber is my virtual assistant. Jibber Jobber takes care of a lot of the administrative. Who did I call? What's their phone number? When do I need to follow up? Jibber Jobber manages all that, and it allows me to go do other stuff like networking, so I don't have to go through a bunch of notes and post-it notes and emails and try and find stuff. Jibber Jobber handles all of that organizational stuff so you can focus more on your job search."
Okay. And so how would you recommend people use it on a daily basis? Like, you've now talked about kind of the initial steps, like put all your contacts in there and so forth. And what would people do after that, like on a regular basis as they're job searching?
Yeah, great question. And so if you're in a deep job search, then you should have an idea already of what you're doing. But let me give you an example of kind of my day-to-day. I eat my own dog food. I use Jibber Jobber heavily. I use it all day long. And I'm doing a lot of the same stuff that a job seeker is doing. I'm networking. I'm asking for introductions. I'm following up with people. So here are some of the things that you would do on a daily basis of Jibber Jobber. If I get introduced to somebody, what I'll do is I'll go into Jibber Jobber, I'll enter that person's contact information, and there's some easy ways to do it and some hard ways to do it. But anyways, I prefer the easy ways. So I'll go in, enter that person's information, and I'll say, "Jacob introduced me to this person." Now, the cool thing is, I don't know if you've heard this before, Jacob, but people have said that you find your job search, your job leads, from your third and fourth degree contacts, not your first and second degree contacts. Have you heard that before?
I haven't heard it said that way, but I've basically heard about
Okay,
the
so
strength of weak links, I guess you could say.
well, and I'm not even getting into weak or strong relationships. I'm just talking about, let me give you an example. When I got laid off, I went to my, for example, my mom and my neighbor, right? So these are two first degree contacts. And I got laid off, and here's what I'm looking for. Well, guess what? Neither my mom nor my neighbor had a job lead for me. But if I could say, I'm looking for somebody at Franklin Covey, do you know anybody? Well, I'm not quite sure. Let me see. And what happens is that those two first degree contacts might introduce me to somebody who knows a hiring manager. Now we're at the third and fourth degree level. So what I want to do is, and when I first heard this, I was still on my spreadsheet, and I was like, one more crazy thing to keep track of. It's very difficult.
Sure.
You want to think that LinkedIn does that, but if I find somebody that's a fourth degree contact to me on LinkedIn and I ask them to connect, what happens? We become first degree contacts, and I lose that history. Well, in Jibber Jobber, I can go in and say, Jacob introduced me to this person, and that person will always be one degree out from where you are. You're in Jibber Jobber for me, you're probably a first degree contact. So anybody that you introduce me to will be a second degree contact. There's a function in Jibber Jobber. I hate to use the word function because it's kind of geeky, but there's a page in Jibber Jobber where I can go in and see visually all of the people that you've introduced me to and what degree separation they are. It's a really cool way to determine if I'm networking too wide or too deep, right? So anyways, so I'll go in and I'll enter that person, say Jacob introduced us. I'll put in any relevant information that I can to help me remember, because if I reach out to this person 6 months or eight months later, I want to be able to say, oh yeah, so Jacob introduced us 8 months ago. We chatted about this stuff, but I wanted to pick up the conversation again. So I'll put that person's information in. Now, as a premium Jibber Jobber user, I can actually send an email to the system, to Jibber Jobber, and have that email create a log entry for that record. So let's say, for example, you introduced me to John, who's a hiring manager at Franklin Covey. I put John in the system. I reply to the introduction email that you sent, and I say, Jacob, thanks for the introduction. John, nice to meet you. I'd love to sit down over lunch and talk about XYZ. I blank carbon copy a special email address that is exclusive to me, to my account. And when I send that message, it goes to you and John. That's the reply. It also goes to the Jibber Jobber server, and the Jibber Jobber server says, oh, this needs to be a log entry for this record under Jason's account. And so now I don't even have to log into Jibber Jobber and do
That's
stuff.
cool.
I do this all day long. I probably do this log entry thing about probably 20 times a day. And the awesome thing is, when I go to that person's record, when I go to John's record,
It's all there.
tomorrow or the next day or in a month, it's there. And our relationship is now in context.
Okay. But in terms of like specific tasks that people should do on a daily basis, but for job seekers, I mean, you're saying you're eating your own dog food, you're using it for your own networking. That's great. But specifically for a job seeker, what would they be doing on a daily basis that whether you're doing it or not?
Yeah, so what I would say that a job seeker would do on a daily basis is they would go in, make sure they have their target companies in. You find a job opportunity, whether it's through networking or Monster or wherever they find it. They would go in and enter that as a job record in Jibber Jobber. And then they would eventually get to the point where they say, I sent this resume to John for this job, which is associated to this company. And so now I'm logging all of these activities that happen around that job. So let's say the HR director calls me up in a month, or actually, I had people call me up 6 months later, which was crazy. They'd call me up 6 months later and say, hey, Jason, you put your resume in for this job 6 months ago. Are you still available? I can actually go back into Jibber Jobber, do a quick search for the job or the company or whatever. There's a bunch of different ways to find that particular job. And I could see, oh, yeah, there's the job description, which I can't see on Monster anymore. Right, because I put it in Jibber Jobber. This is the resume that I used, and I actually have a better version of that resume now. So that's what I'm going to take into the interview. And this is the person that I talked to. So in 6 months or even 6 weeks, a lot can happen, and you can really forget about that job or the main stuff that you thought you'd never forget about. But because you're logging that stuff in, you can go right back into Jibber Jobber and reply really intelligently and say, oh yeah, I sent that to John, and is he still with you guys, and I'm more than happy to come in on Tuesday, blah blah blah, however you would respond to that. But the real base, the real core of Jibber Jobber is I'm tracking contacts, which job seekers are doing. I'm tracking target companies, which job seekers are doing. And the third thing is I'm tracking job postings and all of the associations with that. For example, John, who works at eBay and is a hiring manager for the project manager for job, all of the associations between those three entities is what I'm keeping track of.
Cool. Okay. So and it sounds like something that you could actually spend a lot of time doing every day.
As a job seeker, the deeper you get into it, you have to spend time tracking it, right? Because you can't forget. Let me rephrase that. Over the course of 6 weeks, you might apply, even if you apply to one job per day, which I'm not advocating that, because that's what I did, and that's one of the major wrong things that I did in my job. I applied without networking. But you can apply to one job a day and meet one person a day and find one new target company a day. If you're not tracking this somewhere, you're going to be very, very mixed up. And the responses that you'll give when people say, hey, you applied here, or we met there, will be, oh, yeah, I almost remember that. You know what I mean? Nice. So you need to maybe it's just me and I'm a little compulsive, but I got to the point in my job search where I thought I have to track this better so that when somebody inquires something, even if it's 8 months later, I can come back and know what they're talking about.
Well, it reminds me of, I think it was Peter Drucker that said something like along the lines of what gets measured gets managed. If you're tracking information, that's usually a sign that you actually care about what that information is going to tell you or can tell you. And so I completely understand why when you're doing a job search, you would want to track what you're doing. I mean, it sounds so basic when you say it out loud like that. But of course, unless you actually have a tool doing these things for you, it can be very, very tedious. And people are not going to spend hours every day writing down what time they called this person and what they said and how much were they attached and what response they got. I mean, it's so much overhead. Alone would depress people on their job search, just trying to manage that information is crazy.
Most people have never really had to manage anything of this size for this duration. And especially nowadays with today's market, where we're talking about people who have been out of work for, you know, more than 1 year, more than two years. But I mean, if you came to me when I first lost my job, I would have said, I don't need that. I mean, I barely need my Twinkie little Excel spreadsheet. But as my job search went on, it became much more complex. And I mean, there's no way that you can do a lot of really good solid networking without some kind of system. And some people, you know, the younger college kids are saying, well, I have Facebook. Well, Facebook doesn't do this. And a lot of people coming out of corporate say, well, I'm doing this with Outlook. Well, Outlook's, you know, it's maybe one step up from the spreadsheet, but it doesn't have those database relationships. And so anyways, yeah, I mean, Jacob, I'm biased because it's my tool and I've designed it and I've used it and watched it evolve over the last 4 years. But as biased as I am, I really do think that people need to be more concerned about managing their own career, not just their job search, but theoretically we're in transition every 3 to 5 years, whether that's a promotion or a new company or we go off and start a consulting gig or something like that. Why don't we more proactively manage these relationships and this information that we collect along the way? I tell people that the value of Jibber Jobber snowballs, right? So even if you were to take 2 years off and not enter any information, or even if you don't enter as much information as you think you should into the system, every little bit of information that you do enter adds one more little bit on that snowball. And as you go down the road, value gets bigger and bigger and bigger, because you'll be able to come back and say, well, let me give you an example. I had a sales executive who used the system right out of the gate when we first started. He landed in about, I don't know, 6 months or so. And I just saw him recently, and he's been at the company for a few years. And he said, Jason, I'm back in transition, and I can't tell you how nice it was to log into Jibber Jobber. I haven't been there since I started this job. Log into Jibber Jobber. and see all of the stuff from my last job search. He had – it was like his network was right there waiting for him to send emails and phone calls because it was right there.
Yeah. I mean, and you're going to like this. One of the things that I tell people a lot is that the unfortunate reality is that the hardest time to start a job search is when you're unemployed. And so if you're employed and you're building your network constantly and you're using a tool like this to manage everything, then you can almost avoid being unemployed, because even if you do get laid off, you have this network there for you. It's and it's active. It's alive. You've been building it to the point where it's there when you need it, right? And so this is one of the things you hinted at earlier, the fact that you're not looking for a job, yet you're still using it yourself. So it's obviously not just a tool that's only for job seekers. It's clearly something that has benefit to people who are also working as well.
Yeah, I did not want to make a Band-Aid tool that you would be inclined to throw away when you landed your job. Because when you land your job, think about it, when you land your job, you immediately get into a position where you're going to meet dozens or hundreds of people, whether they're internal company employees or prospects or customers or whatever. Some of my most favorite Jibber Jabber users are the ones who have used the system religiously, and they're not in transition. They think that in the next 1 or 2 or 3 years, they might be in transition, and they are digging that well, and they're doing it enthusiastically. And I've seen some of these people use the system for, say, a year, and they're tracking relationships. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're managing these professional relationships. They find out in 12 months that they are going to get laid off or whatever. And these are the people who have these really hot, active networks. They put out some emails and they get prospects right away. Their transition is short and painless, as opposed to mine, which was long and painful.
Okay. And so talking about people like that, your users, and so what are some of the favorite features of Jibber Jabber that users love to talk about?
Well, my favorite right now, I actually did a blog post recently, which is on sending emails to create log entries. That's probably one of my most favorite, because it reduces the amount of time that I have to go into the system. Aside from that, a really simple feature is the ability for you to take somebody's email signature, copy and paste it into a box, and then you just push one button, and we parse out that information into the right fields, which is really cool, because I said there were some easy ways to enter data and some hard ways. I use that feature a lot because I don't have to tab through all the fields and make sure I'm in the right field putting the right information in. I just copy and paste the email signature, click on fill out form, and it automatically fills it out. I get a lot of compliments on that feature. We're actually interfacing with Anagram, which is software that does that outside of Jibber Jabber. You can download it for like $40 or something like that. And there's no cost to use it in Jibber Jabber, which is pretty cool. Another feature that I like, and some of my power users really like, is what we call get the contact list, which allows you to go in and say, give me – it's kind of like a report. Give me the names and email addresses and phone numbers and pictures, or just the names and email addresses if you're going to send an email blast. But give me all of the people who are on my job search newsletter, or – all the people who are in this industry, if you've tagged people in an industry, or all the hiring managers, or all my recruiters. So you can go in and you're slicing and dicing your data by using tags, or as Gmail would call them, labels. And then you can go into the system and say, give me this report. And if you're going to go to a face-to-face networking event, for example, I'm going to be at a conference in a couple of months, and I can say, print out everybody, including their pictures, who I've tagged as being a member of this association. And so when I'm in the hotel room the night before the conference starts, I can go through that list and say, oh yeah, I wanted to talk to this person about that thing. People are using that before they go to networking meetings to either gather more information, say, hey, John, I noticed that I don't have your phone number. Do you have a card, or can you send me your number or something like that? So that's one of the more popular features. Let's see.
I like that. That's a networking event prep tool, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Yeah. And the person who asked me for the feature was somebody able, And they wanted to use it as a check-in, right? So whoever registered would show up on their list. But the ability to actually use that and prepare before you go to the networking event and go in very strategically with purposes, I think is a really powerful thing.
Yeah, that sounds extremely useful. What about, let's say, people, new users who are coming from different levels of experience? Is there any, does that have an impact on how they use the system typically? Someone, whether it's on the one side, someone who's looking for their first job, or someone who has 20 years experience, and whether they're job searching or not, they've just been introduced to JibberJobber.
Yeah, not really. Mostly, you know, the job seeker, whether they're coming right out of school or they've been, you know, they're 55 and they're just looking for their last gig. They have issues with networking and target companies. I think it's easier for the older professional who has a network already and they understand networking, they understand relationships, whereas a lot of times the younger people don't really understand how to network professionally or how to do professional networking. So I think the biggest difference is going to be that the more experienced, more seasoned professional will have more data to import or to put in. They might have a huge stack of business cards that they've collected over the years, whereas the sophomore in school is going to say, okay, I'm starting from zero. But really, they both have to start from the same place. I mean, log in, put your information in, create log entries, create action items, stuff like that. Some of the stuff that we haven't talked about, there's a lot of features. I just wanted to focus on the core, but one of the outside features is the ability to put your bio, your 30-second elevator commercial pitch in. Sure. And so the more seasoned professional is going to realize they have, you know, 5 or 10 elevator commercials that they would use in different situations, whereas the college student, you know, might barely be able to scrape together one or two that they would use in different situations. So really, I think it's the same process or methods that you go through. It's just that, you know, the older, more experienced professional is going to have a lot richer information to put in and manage, as opposed to someone who's starting from scratch.
Okay. And what kinds of things are you working on now? I mean, there's always ways that things can be improved and made better. I mean, if you have a long list of features, you probably have as long a list of things you'd like to add in.
Yeah.
To make the tool even better.
Yeah, so, you know, that's a – I have stuff on our work order system. We're in the thousands of work orders that we're working on. We're actually releasing a release hopefully this week that has major enhancements to the system. And, well, you know, when I say major, some of them are they can sound really minor, but from a user interface, if it shaves 2 seconds or 1 minute off of doing something, then that's something that's really, really helpful. And I got to be honest with you, I'm drawing a complete blank on what's on the list. And the reason why is because we've just developed a new product for college career centers, and my mind has been there for the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
Thank you. I asked my development team and my QA team to give me a list of all the stuff because I'm going to blog about it. And it's all stuff that I've asked for, but I'm not sure. I couldn't even tell you really one of the things that's going to be on there. I will tell you that I struggle with adding more functionality, and the very contrast of that is making it more intuitive. And it's kind of the 37 signals mentality of, you know, less is more. Keep it really simple. Don't add the more features or the new features. One of the things that I would like to do is put a goal tracking system in. So, for example, I could say something like, this week I want to email 2 people every single day, right? That's what my goal is, to email 2 people every day. And I want you to be able to track that and monitor and measure your goals, right? Mm-hmm. But what I thought was, okay, so if we did that, then when I put a log entry in, do I have a little checkbox that says apply this against my goal? And if we do that, it's really cool and it makes it functional. But guess what? Now the log entry page has become more complex. And I have a lot of users that are kind of newbies on, you know, a system of this level, and they're already saying, I don't get it, it's too much. So yeah. There's a lot of stuff that I want to do, but I'm really trying to figure out how to make it so that all the functionality doesn't make people drowned and basically go away from the system.
Okay. All right. Well, I think you've given us a great overview of some of the powerful things that it can do. I mean, it really sounds like something that if you're, especially for a job seeker, again, you've given a lot of benefits for people who aren't job seeking for using it, but especially if you're a job seeker and you want to stay organized and manage your network, it sounds like something it's almost a no-brainer. So for someone who wants to get started right now, right after listening to this, and so they just go into jibberjobber.com and register? Yep.
That's right. Jibberjobber.com. On the front page, there's a registration form. And then I do webinars every other Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock Eastern time, Eastern United States time. And so twice a month or every other week, you have the chance to have me on the phone live. And I answer questions. I don't get off the phone until I've answered all the questions. And so that's your chance to get me live. Otherwise, there's a contact us form that you can get to from the very bottom of any page, and we love helping you move forward in using the system, and we also love getting feedback, so we like to have that interaction with our users.
Great. Jason, thank you so much for this great overview.
Really, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. And thanks to Jason also for being the sole gold sponsor of the 4th annual JobMob Guest Blogging Contest, which is going on right now for a few more weeks. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast interview as usual. If you'd like to find out more about JibberJobber, well, we mentioned the URL a few times in the call, just head on over to JibberJobber, JibberJobber.com, and you can find up there how you can sign up right away for free, and you'll probably want to take advantage of the premium features as well. As usual, if you'd like to find out other or listen to other such JobMob interview podcasts, simply head on over to jobmob.co.il/podcasts, and you can take a pic of all the people that I've interviewed in the past. Thanks for listening again, and I'll catch you again soon. Good luck on your job search.